Now we come to the second verse of this seventh chapter of Revelation. And I want to preface again my remarks by saying that we're not in a book that cannot be understood, and that it's just a jumble of symbols. That is not accurate. There's no book that is so mathematically divided. There is no book that the divisions are made clearer than they are in the book of Revelation. Now, if we get bogged down in some place and try to take symbols and juggle them to fit into any system that we might want to, then we're going to be in real trouble. But if we'll just let John tell us as we go along where we are, and we're now in a section that we have labeled the Great Tribulation. Well, I shouldn't say we labeled it. The Lord Jesus is the one who gave it that label. And this period takes place after the church leaves. It's the things that are after these things, that is, after the church concludes its mission and is taken to be with the Lord. Now, that, I think, is not only reasonable, but I personally feel that it's very clear, not only here, but no prophecy is of any private interpretation, Peter says. That is, you don't just lift out one verse or even the book of Revelation. And that's the reason the book is difficult, because it just happens to be the last book of the Bible, and there's 65 books come before it, and we ought to know a little about those books that come before it if we are to understand this book. That doesn't mean when we get down now into details, and John is going into details concerning the Great Tribulation period, or the period that has not been elaborated on in any place in the Scripture except in the Olivet Discourse that the Lord Jesus Christ gave. So John is merely widening out that and giving us additional information. And what he says is based on what the Lord Jesus had to say. Now we saw that there were six seals open, and these six seals had for us, and I trust that they had for us, a real message, and that they actually revealed the great plan of the Great Tribulation period. And these six seals open with the four great tragedies that are coming upon the earth, the beginning of the judgments. And then the fifth seal let us look at a martyred company of people. It was a great throng. And then the sixth seal, we were introduced to some of the signs of the coming doom that is to come upon a godless world in the Great Tribulation period. Now the question arose, well, will anybody be saved in that period? We saw last time a great company is going to be saved. Actually, this will be a time that there will be nothing to correspond to it in the number of people that are saved. There's no other time period, that is 7 years, in which so many people turn to God. And it does reveal the fact that these judgments will accomplish a purpose for God. It will cause multitudes to turn to Him in this period. It's going to cause another multitude to turn actually against Him. You see, it's just like the effect, the illustration is, of the sun shining down upon a piece of soft clay. What will it do with it? It'll harden. What will the effect of that same sunlight upon wax? Well, it'll melt it. It has the opposite effect. And so the judgments of God, and I feel that in our lives today as believers, when trouble comes to us, sickness, I've discovered in my own life that it'll either draw you to God or it'll drive you from Him. And we need to be drawn to Him. That's the reason I think the Lord's let some of us have sickness and trouble. He's wanted to draw us closer to Himself. And this was His way of doing it. Now, I want to look here at this first company that are going to be saved during the Great Tribulation period. And we can't explain every little detail here, at least I can. I get a little irritated and provoked that I don't know as much as some of these so-called prophetic teachers today, because they seem to have a private line into the Lord. They know now the date when the Lord is coming. They're great at that. And not only that, but actually they can interpret some passages in a most amazing fashion, where the Scripture says that the blood will be up to the bridle bits in the War of Armageddon. Why, some of these fellas can tell you the type of blood it is. My, they irritate me because I don't seem to be able to get that kind of information. And then I actually wonder what the value of it is after you get it. And to begin with, the church ought to understand clearly that we have been delivered from judgment. We're not going through this period at all. The Lord Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath right now eternal life and shall not come into judgment." And the great tribulation is a judgment. And we're not coming into it. He said so. And he made it clear to the church of Philadelphia. He said, "I'm going to deliver you from that hour." What hour? Well, he's talking about it now. Oh, if we would only let the Scripture speak for itself.